Iran used to be the second most mine-polluted country in the world. Over 42,000 square kilometers of Iran's soil was contaminated with landmines left over from Iraq-Iran war, including five provinces in western Iran. Just a few days after the April 4th International Day of Mine Awareness, Iran's Mine Action Center held a ceremony with the assistance of the country's defense ministry. The Islamic Republic of Iran has held a ceremony to commemorate mine victims and also to present its demining activities in contaminated areas in the country. During the recent years, Iran has made enormous efforts to launch demining operations and speed up the clearance process in provinces such as West Azerbaijan, Kermanshah, Kurdistan, Ilam, and Khuzestan.
Through the clearance operations, we have so far managed to sweep 98% of the contaminated areas, and the remaining 28,000 hectares will be swept in a year.
Iran's Mine Action Center says more than 10,000 Iranians have so far been maimed or killed, most of whom civilians of the border provinces who lack the basic education to avoid an encounter with a mine. Many victims are schoolchildren kicking soccer balls along dirt roads who accidentally or out of curiosity happen to kick a landmine.
We must raise global awareness regarding the dangers and consequences of planting landmines during the wars, which could threaten many future generations after these wars are over.
Considering the international sanctions against Iran, the country has been able to domestically develop mechanized protection equipment and minesweeper machines.
Given the fact that Iran is currently not receiving significant support from the international community, Iran is doing very well in responding to its mine threat problem. The United Nations has, up till recently, been very heavily involved in this as well. And this is an opportunity for me also to really pay tribute to the very brave men and some women and in Iraq who are on a daily basis exposing their lives to the threat of being killed by landmines in order to save others who are at risk of standing on these devices.
Based on experiences gained from clearance of contaminated areas, Iran is now ready to provide assistance in field of mine action and attempts to have an active and effective duty and role in creating peace among human beings. Ehsan Kevani, Press TV, Tehran.